This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for April 6th, 2022. Walt Disney World has earmarked 80 acres of land for a new affordable housing development in Central Florida. You can view concept art and watch a video about the new development on our website. Quote from Disney, "For more than 50 years, our Central Florida family has played an important role in the story of Walt Disney World. As Disney cast members, it is our home, it's where we work, it's where we play, and it's where we grow. And at Disney, we're always looking for innovative ways to make our community stronger. We're taking a big step forward in these efforts. Walt Disney World is earmarking nearly 80 acres of our land for a new affordable housing development right here in Central Florida. This initiative has been in the works for a while as we've been focused on finding solutions to this challenge for quite some time. I am thrilled to say we can finally share this news with our cast members and neighbors. We are invested in working together with our community to solve complex issues," said Jeff Volley, the president of Walt Disney World. Quote, "The lack of affordable housing is affecting many people across our country, including right here in Central Florida. With this initiative, we're lending a hand to make a real and meaningful impact in our community by tapping into the best of our company's strengths. This is the right opportunity and the right time to take action. The development, which is expected to include more than 1,300 units, will be constructed by a third-party affordable housing developer and will be located on Disney's land in Southwest Orange County, Florida. It will offer Central Florida residents a variety of home choices that are affordable and attainable in a great part of town near schools and the new and expanding Flamingo Crossings Town Center retail and dining complex. The development will be available for qualifying applicants in our region, including Disney cast members." Not exclusive to Disney cast members. By the way, this is a really interesting development. We know there is someone's been very actively and publicly working on another piece about how there are Disney cast members living in 192 hotel rooms. Again, that piece seems to get written once a year, seemingly. And obviously there are plenty of Disney World cast members who don't live great. You either live with a lot of people in a very small space, or you live on 192 in a hotel, or live in all sorts of, not all cast members, but there's a good amount, more than should be, kind of living below the poverty line, essentially. So this is great to hear. This is something Disney really should do. If you're going to pay employees, you know, low wages, and you're this big a company and own this much land, it's kind of a no-brainer, and it looks good for the company, right? It's a bad look that they don't really do this already. It's good that it's long overdue. Long overdue. The first items from the new Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Iridescent Shimmer Collection have arrived at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom. The items in this collection are inspired by the gold and blue turrets of the castle. The ear headband has a mini bow made of blue shimmer fabric. The headband and ears are coated in gold sequins, and the inside of the headband is lined with blue velour. It costs $34.99. And the Loungefly mini backpack is mostly gold with blue fabric around the zippers and exterior pockets. It's topped with a sequin-covered mouse ears and a mini bow. The base pleather is shiny and reflective, and the front pocket is also covered in gold sequins. The straps are blue, the interior is blue and patterned with Mickey silhouettes. The bag is $110. Be Our Guest restaurant in the Magic Kingdom is now serving brunch starting at 10 a.m. daily. Some new items have consequently been added to the menu to turn it from lunch to brunch. The menu has not yet been updated online, but the meal is still offered in three courses. Fixed menu for $62 for adults, $37 for children. The appetizer options are the same, but the salad is seasonal. Coffee and soft drinks are included in the price, and specialty drinks cost extra. You can read our full review of the experience on our website, including all the new options, and we'll let you know if it's worth the very expensive price tag. A new pin set celebrating Epcot and 50 years of Walt Disney World is now available. The seven pin collection is the second in the series. The first featuring Magic Kingdom icons, including the Nautilus, was released last year. The largest pin in this set is Spaceship Earth, pictured in blue with white, purple, and orange triangles across the surface. The other six pins represent Epcot attractions. There's the Seagulls from the Seas with Nemo and Friends, the American Adventure Pavilion, the Mexico Pavilion, a test track car, the Dreamfinder's Blimp, the Dream Machine, whatever you'd like to call it, and the Nova Corps Star Blaster from outside of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, founded at Pin Traders in Epcot for $99.99. If you're an annual pass holder hoping to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind on its opening day, We have some bad news as all pass holder park reservations for Epcot are now booked for Friday, May 27th. Of course, don't fear. Pass holders will be invited to a sneak peek of the attraction along with Vacation Club members. So there'll be more details on that soon. That should be on dates earlier than May 27th. But of course, if you want particularly a park reservation for that day as a pass holder, they are gone. D23 has announced the Gold Member Preview event for Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. It'll be on May 15th. The event is $35 per person plus a $5 processing fee. Tickets will go on sale Tuesday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Not only will Gold members be able to experience the attraction before opening day, but this event includes even more magic so you can make the most of the 50th anniversary celebration. First, you'll check in at the main entrance, where you'll receive your complimentary after 4 p.m. park admission and a commemorative credential. You'll have some free time to stroll and sample the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival with a dining card. And after the sun is set, they'll gather around World Showcase for reserve viewing of the nighttime spectacular Harmonious. And then as the park closes, the exciting moment arrives as they invite you to discover the new World Discovery neighborhood, where you'll embark on an all-new journey in the wonders of Xandar Pavilion and the Cosmic Rewind attraction. It's a pretty nice little event for the price, actually. You'll be able to experience the attraction with fellow D23 members and receive a D23 exclusive commemorative gift upon departure. Imagineer Zach Ridley has shared another look at the wonders of Xandar Pavilion, which houses Cosmic Rewind. Among Ridley's photos is our first close-up look at the tap point or tap styles for the attraction's Lightning Lane. Instead of a Mickey Mouse icon, this one features the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion icon. This is one of few that doesn't feature the Mickey. Ridley also shared photos of the Star Blaster outside. And finally, this photo featuring the NovaCore star logo lit up in orange seems to be from inside the pavilion. Though the Fantasmic Moat was refilled and Steamboat Willie's steamboat refurbished earlier this year at Hollywood Studios, the moat has been drained once again. Twitter user BioReconstruct shared the aerial photo of the theater. The water visible in the moat is from recent rain. Trash cans are staged in a line at the back of the stands. And though the moat is drained again, refurbishment of the theater still seems mostly complete. The show is scheduled to return this year, but still no date for when it will come back with that new Moana, Aladdin, and Frozen sequences. We once assumed it would be along the same timeline as Disneyland at the end of May, but I don't know. It's not looking promising, at least at the moment. Disney has confirmed that not only will the Tumble Monkeys return to a celebration of Festival of the Lion King, but the Bird Dancers will once again take to the sky above the stage. Both will be returning this summer, an exact date not yet announced. Changes are also coming to Disney Kite Tales, as they stated they are, quote, shifting the focus of the show so guests will be able to experience it from anywhere around the Discovery River Lagoon with shorter and more frequent performances throughout the day. If we want to analyze this for a second, what this probably means is they're going to get rid of the performers on land, which can only be seen on the left side of the theater, the Dinoland side, which I always thought was kind of weird because if you sit on the other side, you don't see any of that, what's going on there. So in this case, they'll really just get straight to the jet ski part, and that's what you'll see. So this is a nice way of them saying we're cutting entertainment again. It's always pleasant. Even Disney still cutting entertainment even as they bring it back. It's wild. A date has not yet been announced for those changes and no further details given at this time. As well, Mickey and Minnie will be returning to their Adventurer's Outpost meet and greet in Animal Kingdom. The Adventurer's Outpost is one of the few locations where guests can meet Mickey and Minnie together at the same time. An exact return date was not announced either, just that they'll be back in the coming months. It seems likely it'll be on or after April 18th, which is when distancing is being removed from meet and greets. Disney Plus subscribers can now save on their Walt Disney World vacation with a limited time discount on resort hotel rooms. Guests must make reservations online or through a travel agent to take advantage. Guests can save up to 25% on stays between July 8th and September 30th. The Disney Plus subscriber must be staying in the room. You must use the email associated with your Disney Plus account to book the reservation. New trinket trays inspired by the old lettered tickets of Walt Disney World have joined the 50th anniversary vault collection. We spotted these, what's labeled as coasters. How they're coasters, I don't understand. But we found them at Bayview Gifts at the Contemporary. The box decorated with the Vault Collection Cinderella Castle logo is labeled as coasters, but they seem more like trays in that, you know, they're shaped like trays. There is a description of the Vault Collection on the box. The set includes five trays for tickets A through E. The glass trays again curve inwards, which again makes them trays and not coasters. The set costs $24.99. That's a pretty good price for them, honestly. While Disneyland Paris is celebrating its 30th anniversary next week, and of course over the months with a big celebration, Walt Disney Studios Park is in the midst of its expansion dedicated to Frozen and the Avengers, and maybe more. Disney shared concept art of the new promenade that will link the existing park to the Kingdom of Arendelle towards the back, including a new restaurant that'll be on the promenade facing the new lagoon they're building. Quote, picture a beautiful promenade surrounded by lush landscape, green walkways, and themed gardens. The perfect spot for a magical daydream. Not only will you walk along this promenade to gain access to Arendelle, it'll also serve as a transition to the new theme-based areas that'll surround the future lake, completely transforming the park's current atmosphere. If you're feeling hungry, a stylish table service restaurant with an Art Nouveau design will serve as the perfect place to refuel. With spectacular panoramic views of the lake and special meet and greet opportunities with a selection of fan favorite characters, this restaurant will offer fun and relaxation for the whole family. The previously announced Mickey Mouse figure and limited edition birthday plush set are now available at locations throughout Disneyland Paris. The 40 centimeter figure, it's metric, features Mickey in a silver, purple, and blue outfit for the 30th, about to do a magic trick with his top hat. In fact, some light emanates from the hat. He stands on a blue base with the Disneyland Paris 30th logo and park icons. Figures available at Disneyland Park at New Century Notions and Flora's Unique Boutique and in Disney Village at the World of Disney. The plush set, meanwhile, includes 8 plushes, 4 Mickeys and 4 Minis in their different Parisian anniversary outfits of the past 30 years. The limited edition of 1600 is available in the park at the Emporium and in Disney Village at the World of Disney. The Usatamas are on the run once again for the first time in 3 years at Tokyo Disneyland. Last Friday, the beloved Usatama on the Run parade returned. So naturally, we were there to capture the Usatama chasers hard at work, trying to wrangle up the troublesome eggs with bunny ears before they could wreak too much havoc on the park. This is the most Japan thing. I love this parade so much. Head on over to our website if you want to see photos. There's a full video of the somewhat abridged but returning parade right here on the channel. Make sure you watch it. Trying to get that song out of your head. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let your team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content. Click the bell for notifications and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Some quick reminders about what's happening on the channel the next week or so. Number one, tomorrow night, Thursday, on WDW News Tonight, it is a very special show. We're paying homage to the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris, and we are doing that with 2 Imagineer interviews. We have the gentleman responsible for Main Street and the Disneyland Hotel, as well as Jim, who is responsible for the expansion plans in the mid-90s at Disneyland Paris, including the Old Mill attraction that was retired, Casey Jr., Storybook Land, the walkthroughs. So many great stories from both Imagineers coming up on the show. You'll get a first glimpse at those interviews. We'll play 20 or 30 minutes of them tomorrow night on News Tonight, and then next week, on the actual anniversary of Disneyland Paris, we will release both of those interviews in full for you to enjoy. Also tomorrow night on the show, a brand new game, Thunder Mesa Legends, which we're very excited about, which will celebrate the best Frontierland at any Disney theme park in the world at Disneyland Paris. A lot of great fun stuff on the show tomorrow night. And next week with the 30th of Paris, again, those full-length interviews. But also, we are going to be live streaming on several occasions from the park while we're there celebrating the 30th anniversary. So stay tuned for that. All that and more coming to the channel. We're going to do some video reviews of food, all sorts of things we haven't done before for Paris. We're going to introduce some of that content starting next week. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT InterGlobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Disney Entertainment News Today from WDW News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside from WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on Unplanned Downtime.